Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. Since 1950, the afternoon and evening news broadcasts on the RTE network in Ireland have begun the same way every single day, with a minute of silence followed by this. Those are church bells, and the ringing of those bells, linked to the Catholic Angelus prayer, has long been a reminder of the devout religious beliefs of a nation where 85% of citizens self-identify as Roman Catholic. But even in a country where the church has played such a significant role, today the people of Ireland will vote on a referendum on same-sex marriage, and if it passes, Ireland will amend its constitution and become the first nation to support gay marriage by popular vote. And opinion polls indicate that it might happen. Up to 70% of Irish people are in favor of marriage equality. At least that's what they tell the pollsters. Well, here with some cultural insights on Ireland and Catholicism and the potentially historic vote is Des Bishop. He's an Irish-American comedian who's lived in Ireland since his mid-teens, and he joins us now from Dublin. Hi, Des.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. You know, I think a lot of people outside Ireland especially are pretty surprised that Catholic Ireland could be the first country to legalize gay marriage by popular vote here.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not as surprising in Ireland because, you know, Ireland has been transformed, certainly since 1990 when I came here. You know, like for everywhere else around the world, it's like, you haven't seen Ireland in 20 years. Ireland steps off the plane. You're like, oh my God, Ireland, you've changed so much. You don't look anything like what I thought you would look like.
And yet you mentioned the early 90s. It was only in 1993 that Ireland got rid of its laws outlawing homosexuality.
I know. And even later than that, that you could sell porno mags. I mean, when I came to Ireland in 1990, very quickly, there was a major scandal where Bishop Eamon Casey got in trouble because it turned out he had a child, you know, and that he was using church funds to support that child. And then that sort of began a snowball of events where very quickly people realized that the church had abused its power in many more sinister ways, as we all know. We don't need to go through that. But that has led to certainly people of my generation, like I'm 39, people of my generation don't have a great sort of allegiance to the Catholic Church. The generation behind us, I don't see a deep connection there at all. And then you still have an older generation that some people have been let down and moved on and other people are holding on. But it feels like the minority of people are still holding on to what was there when I first arrived in 1990.
So we have you in Dublin, of course. Put yourself, you know, in Rome for a second. If you're the Holy See looking at one of your stalwart Catholic countries, traditionally Ireland, all of a sudden turning around, possibly voting to legalize gay marriage on a national level, and an entire generation, which, as you say, is kind of turning its back on the church, what might they think today?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know because Pope Francis, to some extent, seems to be a bit more liberal. You know, the No campaign here, they're really obsessed with the welfare of children. And anyone who really cares about children knows that the greatest threat to children is poverty. And, you know, in fairness to the Catholic Church, it's probably the one area where they still sort of, they can hold their head proud and say, yes, we try to work for poverty. It seems so strange that still in this day and age that they would be so obsessed with sex. I don't know where it began. I don't know why it still exists. If they have any intelligence at all, they must be sitting there saying, guys, at some stage, I think we need to maybe change tact.
Times have changed and we need to change with them, maybe, or at least not stand in the way, I guess.
Well, yeah, but I mean, listen, they can, the Holy See word, they can do whatever they want. I could care less about them. You know, they don't influence my life and a lot of people, my contemporaries' lives at all.
Okay, well, that's part of the question then, because does that mean that Ireland still remains sort of culturally Catholic but far less religious, or is people's religion now sort of internal and in the home, or is religion kind of in a way going away in Ireland?
I think to a degree, I mean, this is just the voice of one person, but I think to a degree, religion is going away in Ireland. I mean, I'm a comedian. I like to talk about lighthearted things, but something quite sinister happened here, you know? Like, there was really a lot of bad sexual abuse scandals that came out. In fact, the school that I went to, my principal went to jail. You know, he was in my house, came to visit us in Flushing, Queens, the summer of 1991. It turned out he was on his way to a rehab for sexual behavior in Florida. I only found that out when I read the Ferns report, which was like the first main report about sexual abuse scandals in Ireland. So people are less religious because religion let them down like heavily here.
They're less religious. How skeptical are they? The polls say that 70% of Irish people are in favor of marriage equality. Does that translate to 70% on voting day, do you think?
Well, let's see. I mean, let's be more positive, because there's a really beautiful thing happening in Ireland today. Like, if you go on Twitter, you look at Home to Vote is one hashtag, Home to Vote, Vote Yes. There's various different hashtags, but Home to Vote particularly is very moving, because in Ireland, it's very hard to have a postal ballot. Most of the time, you have to go back, not just to Ireland, but you have to go to your hometown to vote. And people have been coming from all over the world. There's pictures all throughout last night and throughout today of people coming to the airports, coming on boats, interviews with people, you know, 18 hours getting from, you know, from London to Holyhead, and then on the ferry, and then a bus to Cork. You know, there's incredible stories of people coming back to vote. I mean, younger people particularly are very engaged by this. So you feel like if young people vote in their droves, which it looks like it's happening, then there's a great possibility for a yes vote. But I've never felt that 70% was the number, because, you know, people are afraid to seem non-progressive. Everyone has a genuine right. If they want a no vote, that is absolutely fine, you know. But a lot of people are afraid to sort of come out and say, you know, I just don't believe in this. They don't want to seem to be that person. So it's really hard to say. And I would have had a lot of fears until I saw the numbers, because the numbers are really up in Ireland.
Des Bishop is an Irish-American comedian and, for the purposes of this show, cultural correspondent in Dublin. Des, thanks.
Thank you so much.